This is Michael Rapp from Brandywine Flags, located in the Marchwood Shopping Center at 63 Marchwood Road, Exton, PA. We have all types of flags: military, college, state, POW flags, international. We have U.S. flags, flag poles, in-ground poles, commercial, residential. All of our U.S. flags are made here in the United States. Phone number is 484-879-4910. 484-879-4910. We invite you to come and visit us. We'll see you soon. Good morning and welcome again to Raise the Standard. I'm Michael Rapp, and in studio with me is my wife Jean and two special guests that we have today. We have Pastor Richard Goswiller and his wife Doris. Pastor is retired after 35 years of pastoral ministry. However, he is still very, very active in the ministry. And he's going to enlighten us on actually an international ministry that he has right now. Pastor is initially from Southern California and then recently from Long Island and now living close to us here in the Valley Forge area. They also have a separate ministry in the fact that they have a Christian bookstore, and it's called the Eagle's Nest Christian Bookstore, and it's in Eagle View in Eagle, Pennsylvania. So, Pastor Rich, welcome. Doris, welcome. Thank you for coming in, and perhaps you can give us a little bit more in-depth background on your history and so forth, if you would please.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for having us on the show. It's great to be here with you, and this is going to be a team effort. My wife and I are going to both share, and looking forward to this time together. Going back in history a little bit, just so you get to know us, I graduated from high school, went into the military. This is back in the Vietnam era, and I was in the Air Force for 3 years, and got out of the Air Force and came home and started a business. And in August 6th, actually, of 1970, I had a blind date and didn't know what I was getting into, especially since my mother was part of setting this up. But I went to this this lady's home, and it turned out to be my lovely wife here. It was kind of a love at first sight thing, and we started dating. And before the end of the year, we were married. And that was a wonderful thing. So that's actually the second best date in my life.
Oh, that's great.
When we met and got married 6 months later, those are my two second best dates in my life. And we had 5 years of marriage that were kind of difficult and struggling in some ways. And the very best date in my life was in June of 1975 when the Lord saved me and began a new life in Him. And 3 weeks later, my wife rededicated her life to the Lord. And we have been following Him ever since. It wasn't long after that the Lord called me into ministry, but I kind of thought He had the wrong number. So it took me a few years to say yes to that. My wife knew it all along, so when I finally told her, I think God's calling me to ministry, and I thought she would be shocked out of her mind. She says, I know what took you so long. But from there, I went to seminary to get trained, and by this time, we had a couple of kids, and so I'm pushing 30, married, have kids, full-time seminary, full-time work to provide for family, and kind of an interesting period of life. And then began planting churches and pastoring churches, and eventually got into a Bible college ministry where I had to train people for the pastoral ministry. And that's when I started doing a lot of writing. And I put together these books, especially designed for the serious Christian student. Whether they be in church leadership or not wasn't the issue. It was just whoever really wanted to study seriously, they could avail themselves of these materials. And we started writing them, putting them together. And at this point in time, I now have 60 of these that we use all over the world. I'll get into that in a moment. Perhaps my wife would like to add to the story here.
We're very excited with all the work that my husband has done in the ministry regarding these actually syllabi that have been written by him. And they can be used in group studies or in personal studies for your devotions. And I always tell people that they get the benefit of Bible college or seminary training without the quizzes and the tests and the papers and all the books that they have to read. So they're very valuable things to have in your own theological study library. But God has been so good to us, and we really did not realize the road that we would have to travel with him through many ups and downs in the ministries, but he has always kept us ministering to people, whether it was in a church ministry or a home Bible study, working at the Bible colleges and seminaries, where I've always been a part of his ministry as far as having ministries in the church, and also doing a lot of managerial kind of activity in taking care of office and things of that nature. But God has been very good to us in giving us opportunity to minister to a variety of people. And now that it's gone international, we believe that we are fulfilling the Great Commission of being able to make disciples of all nations in our own way of sending materials to different pastors and missionaries overseas that cannot afford these materials, and they don't even have access to the books and study materials that we have available. So this is one of our means to be able to fulfill the great commission that Jesus said, to go to all the nations and make disciples of the people. So we're very pleased that God is using us in this respect.
Just with a little more background, Doris and I have been married 45 years this year. We have two wonderful daughters who love the Lord, and we have six grandchildren. And they're growing up in Christian families, of course, and slowly, one by one, coming to the Lord, getting baptized. And so we are incredibly grateful for the Lord's work there as well.
Doris, am I to understand you did all this helping of your husband while raising your children in your spare time for fun and profit?
Yes, many of my work in the ministry has been volunteer. I've not received any payment for it, and I believe my reward will be in heaven. I've always helped my husband in his work. Before we went into ministry, we had a carpet and upholstery cleaning business. Always brought my two little girls and playpens and set them everything up right there in the office. And we have worked side by side ever since we've been married. There has never been a time where he's gone to work from 9 to 5. I've been able to have my own space, so to speak. Which
sound like I'm a bum.
But, you know, it's been great. I don't know anything else. So I'm glad the Lord has always kept us together. We are so pleased that we are able to serve the Lord together. And it hasn't always been easy. But with the Lord, all things are possible.
They certainly are.
Good for you. We thank you so very much. We're going to be taking a break in a second, and we'll be back and we'll continue our conversation after the other side of the break. Thank you so much.
The Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 6:10 to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might so we can stand in the evil day. Let me ask you, are you standing strong in the Lord and in the power of His might? Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network and the American Pastors Network, agreeing with the Apostle Paul that when the days are evil, we need God's armor. To modern culture, right is wrong and wrong is right. Good is evil and evil is good. The war against God, the truth, and God's people was started by the devil and is in full swing. The Bible tells us that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus will be targeted and will suffer persecution in the spiritual war. So what must we do? Put on the whole armor of God. Imagine, God designed armor to help us in the spiritual battle and available to us. In the next few weeks, we'll look at this armor of God and what it's for and why we'd better put it on. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, asking you, did you put on God's armor today? Are you even in the battle?
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in 8th grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people, didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
Tune in, Putting Your Financial House in Order, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on WFYL, 1180 AM.
Hi, folks. Mike Kaminsky here, co-host and local sponsor of Putting Your Financial House in Order. People ask me all the time, do you like being on the radio? And I answer, absolutely. I personally feel being on the radio is the next best thing to being able to sit down one-on-one with you. It's a great way to help educate you on many areas of personal and business finance. So I hope that if you do have questions, you'll pick up the phone and you'll give me a call. I'd be more than happy to answer any and all questions you have. That's why I'm here. That's why I co-host and sponsor the program. So now is a great time to get your questions answered. So simply give me a call at 484-671-2461. That's 484-671-2461.
Putting your financial house in order.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Not. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We're in studio again with Pastor Rich and his wife, Doris. Doris, why don't you pick up where you were with your children on the last segment?
Yeah, you said that your children were with you while you were working and helping out your husband. Did they get involved in any of these things along the road?
It's been wonderful to work together, not only as a couple in ministry, but also as a family in ministry. And our family has always been a very close-knit and open family that has served the Lord together. We have two daughters, and Jennifer and Linda, and of course they're married now and each have three children, so we have six grandchildren. But they have come to know the Lord early in life, and we've always tried to live the Christian life together. And not perfectly, but they have also seen a lot of difficulties in our home and also in the ministry. But we've worked through these things together. As children, we always put them to work. They always helped out with office things and cleaning the church and helping out nursery and so forth. And at Bible colleges, they would... the bus would drop them off at the college, and they ran the snack bar and got involved with the students. They just loved the ministry, and they still do, and they're serving the Lord in the churches that they're at. So I always believe that parents, if you model a good Christian life and get your children involved in your church and in ministry, God will not let you down. He will take care of your children, and they will see the importance of God in your life, and God will become important in their life as well. And it's been a wonderful experience, and we just thank the Lord for blessing us in so many ways.
Good for you. Now, with all of that having been said, you were pastoring, you were teaching. How did you get into the international realm of this?
Yeah, I've been thinking about how to answer that because it happened in such a subtle kind of way. In the last church I was pastoring was on Long Island, and I had so many of these courses and sermon series and Bible studies written out and on, you know, recorded. And we tried to think about how could we get this beyond our local church. And in terms of the recordings, one of the ways that we did that was through a network called Sermon Audio. And you upload your sermons, and then they are available for people around the world. And so we started putting those online, and to date we have over 600 sermons and Bible studies online on Sermon Audio. And they're listened to by people all over the world. In fact, I'm amazed as I get letters from people or emails back to Sermon Audio from people in China or Latin America, Australia, Europe, just everywhere in the world. We're having people listen to the sermons and the studies, and the comments are generally good. And so we feel like we're ministering to people through the audio part of the ministry. In fact, we've had, I think, 150,000 downloads of our sermons. And so, again, that's reaching a lot of people that we could never possibly consider reaching apart from that kind of network.
That is incredible.
So this is a one-on-one then where the individual family or the individual himself would download and listen to that. So that's one segment, but then also you're distributing materials, you mentioned, to other pastors, are you not?
Yes. That started with a pastoral friend of mine who went to a conference in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and he said that the people there were really open to the Word of God. And so I asked him, I told him what I was doing in writing all of these materials. And I said, do you think they would be open to receiving something like this? And he said, well, I'll ask them and let you know. And so a couple of pastors in Tanzania there said, yes, we would love to have materials like that. And so we sent them free of charge. And we got incredible feedback from them, just how useful the materials were and how they were a blessing to them. And what he wanted to do from there was to make these available to other pastors in the area. Eventually, they built a Bible school, and they started using these things in their Bible school. And so other pastors started contacting us from the area. It spread to Nigeria and Kenya and several different places in Africa. And then somehow people found us online. And so we now have more than a dozen in India, more than a dozen in the Philippines. I have one recently from Croatia, Pakistan. We have one guy in Siberia who is not only pastoring but overseeing a bunch of churches. And they're all using the material for themselves in their ministries. Some are starting church libraries, and they're using the material there. Some are actually, I have a guy in India who is using my Attributes of God course. He's translating into the language there and teaching other pastors. And so it just keeps growing. It just keeps expanding. I don't know how they find us, but they do. And then, of course, they tell others. We have 60-some pastors now on the list, and I send packages as the Lord provides funds for us to do that. It's very expensive to send them, but we do what we can with the funds the Lord gives us.
Now, how do you get the financing for this?
Well, that's why one reason why we have the bookstore. Anything that we make from the bookstore is used to fund this. And then there are people who make donations after they hear about it. They go to our website and they see what we do. Then they might make a donation. Also, we sell books online through the bookstore.
What is your website?
It's www.licministries.com.
Okay, so people could go on there and contribute if they chose to?
Sure.
Wonderful, mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah. And when I send books out online that I sell, I include a little note kind of informing them what we do, and also a CD of my personal testimony. And so it's more than just, you know, selling them a book. It's reaching people. It's making contact with them and kind of inviting them into what we're doing. And occasionally somebody will take interest and make a donation. So that's how the thing developed, and that's how it's grown, and that's where we're, what we're currently trying to do.
So reaching everyone at this point in time, knowing what's going on in the world, this can almost be a dangerous situation too, I would assume, where you're saying reaching out to some of the Muslim countries that are actually persecuting the Christians. Mm-hmm. Is there any feedback on that? Any problems that you're aware of, and how do you avoid the pitfalls of that?
We, of course, can only send the materials, and what they do with that is, you know, it's out of our hands. But we have had feedback, actually, from around the world, of the people that we send the materials to having real difficulty with persecution, many times from Islamists. And it's sad to say, we had one pastor in the Philippines who was using our materials and, you know, preaching with our materials to his congregation, and came home from the evening service at church, and some Muslims approached him and were making an issue of what he was preaching. And before the night was over, they shot him dead. And I tried to stay in touch with his wife for a while. Eventually, we've lost contact. But that was a tragic thing, of course. We had a missionary couple in Pakistan who we loved dearly who were murdered. And the church is still there. The church is still going on, but they were murdered a few years ago. So, yeah, these difficulties are a reality for sure.
So you're actually front line on this. It's up close and personal with you as a result of the distribution of materials. With all of that having been said, the growth has been phenomenal. What was the start time again on this?
We started this probably 10 years ago.
So in a 10-year time frame, you've had hundreds of thousands of hits to your website,
mm-hmm.
and on the one-on-one, and then the growth. How many countries are you in now?
We're in probably 8 or 9 countries, but a lot of what we're reaching would be pastors who just can't afford any materials. And so these pastors are, of course, passing this material on through their ministries to their congregation. So we're not only blessing pastors, but they're blessing other pastors and they're blessing their people. So it's exponential outreach in that way.
Wonderful. We're going to take another break, and we'll be back in a minute or two. Thank you so much.
Hi, everybody. Phil Valentine here. It's great to be back on the air in Philly, and especially when my show is being broadcast from the Cradle of Liberty, Valley Forge area, home of freedom-loving patriots both in times past and today, right here on WFYL 1180 AM.
1, 2, 3.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gossett, inviting you to join me for Backstage Jazz. I'll spend an hour each week taking you behind the music and into the lives of America's top jazz musicians. Experience live jazz music and connect with the artists through backstage interviews. Join us right here for this season of Backstage Jazz. Broadcasting Saturday afternoon at 4 and streaming Sunday night at 6 on WFYL.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If you like Car Talk, catch Under the Hood, Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 7. Exclusively streaming on 1180WFYL.com. Worldwide on your computer or mobile device. Stream Under the Hood this Saturday morning from 6 to 7 at 1180WFYL.com or on your favorite mobile device. Go to our website at 1180WFYL.com to find out more.
Friends, Janet Parshall here, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall. I'm excited about partnering with 1180 AM WFYL to bring you a fast-paced conversation every Sunday. As you listen to In the Market, we'll examine major news stories and issues, equipping you to be bold when voicing truth in a confused and chaotic culture. I look forward to engaging my new friends at 1180 AM WFYL every Sunday at 12:05 p.m. on In the Market.
Tune in to Horsepower for an Hour Saturdays at 8 a.m. on WFYL 1180 a.m. near Valley Forge, the cradle of liberty. Horsepower for an Hour is your ultimate stop for automotive radio. Donnie and Spence bring you everything automotive. Horsepower for an Hour every Saturday at 8 a.m. on WFYL 1180 a.m. working for your liberty.
It's the Horsepower for an Hour Show.
Hi, this is Mark Sizek, your host on This Is My Word, each Sunday at 8:05 a.m. Our speaker is Dan Peters, senior pastor at Limerick Chapel and author of the new book, 16 Counseling Sessions with the Wonderful Counselor. Join us each Sunday morning at 8:05 a.m. for a 25-minute Bible study with Dan Peters from Limerick Chapel, right here on WFYL 1180 a.m.
Hey, everybody, this is Laura Ingram. Thanks for listening to my show and the other great programs carried live on WFYL 1180 AM, broadcasting from the historic Cradle of Liberty area, Valley Forge, and Philadelphia.
This is Michael Rapp from Brandywine Flags, located in the Marchwood Shopping Center at 63 Marchwood Road, Exton, PA. We have all types of flags: military, college, state, POW flags, international. We have U.S. flags, flag poles, in-ground poles, commercial, residential. All of our U.S. flags are made here in the United States. Phone number is 484-879-4910. 484-879-4910. We invite you to come and visit us. We'll see you soon. Welcome back to Raise the Standard. We're here with Gene Rapp. I'm Michael Rapp, and we have Pastor Rich and Doris with us. We're going to continue with our conversation.
Doris, you were going to talk about the logistics of getting the packages to the recipients and some of the difficulties involved with that, right?
Yes. We had mentioned earlier that these people that we send packages to, they're very poor, and they can't really afford to buy books or any kind of theological study material, and they cannot afford to have training in any way. And sometimes the post office in their homelands make it very difficult for them to receive the materials and boxes that we send to them. Even if they did have access to some of these books in their own land, they would be asked to pay an exorbitant price for any book. And so we're trying to help them so they won't have to have this financial difficulty and can be also be trained for ministering to their churches and to other pastors and villages all around the area. Like I say, these are very poor people, and we have lots of pictures from them. They sent some of their churches. They comprise of a thatched roof and four poles and little wooden benches that they have put together. They can't afford even to have a decent church building as we would know it here. But they love the Lord, and they love to worship together, and they are so hungry for the Word of God and for the training that's being given to them. I just would like to ask for any of those that the Lord would put on your hearts to pray regarding this ministry. Pray for, first of all, that the packages would get into the right hands and that they would be able to pick up these packages. Some of them walk for miles to be able to pick up a package, and then they are told they cannot pick up the packages unless they pay $50 or $80 or $100. And the postage has already been paid. Most of these packages cost about $80 to send overseas, and we don't think they should be required to pay any more to pick up their packages. So please pray that somehow we will be able to get by this. We may be able to send this as a humanitarian donation. And we used to put on their gift for them, but I think maybe if we try to get it to them in a different way, this might help. But pray that the packages would get there and that they would not be charged a fee. And many times the packages are returned to us and they had been opened, so maybe if they see that it's Bibles or Christian books and study materials, they don't want these people to get them.
Are there any countries in particular where this has happened?
I think mostly in Africa right now.
Okay.
And Indonesia.
So this is another level of persecution whereby they're trying to not have this material disseminated. So even though you've paid the postage and everything should be delivered and everything, all the fees have been paid, there's some kind of an expensive tariff placed on there to try and discourage people from pursuing this in the future.
Exactly, and I believe it is the work of the enemy that is trying to do this. We are always battling spiritual battles, and this is another way of him keeping the gospel and God's truth to the nations.
I have one of the books actually in my hand. It's the study book on the Sermon on the Mount. And this is a book, Pastor, that you have written and as a study. It's done in a way that you don't have to be a theologian to understand it. It's for the layperson, but it's a very comprehensive program that goes through all of the different areas of the ministry and the Sermon on the Mount. I'm looking at a 255-page book here, which is incredibly complete. And this is what you're actually sending. Are these types of things?
Yes. Those are materials I put together from actual Bible studies or sermon series. So it's not things I've just written in an academic sense or just, you know, sitting at my computer. They were actually delivered to real people and had to be made understandable and applicable. And coming out of that, I would revise them any way necessary. And then when I was done that with that teaching series, I would have this completed notebook or, you know, this written material. And that's what we make available.
So you're sending both textbooks, not textbooks, but the study guides, and you're sending other books, Bibles, and so forth, so that the material is very very diverse.
Yeah, it's diverse, and I actually have a relationship with most of these pastors now, so I will ask them, I mean, what do you need? And they will get letters back. I'm going to be teaching through Philippians, you know, next year or whatever. You know, do you have material that will help me with that? And so I will actually collect specific things to get them through the next thing they're teaching. Or I have one person, for example, in the Philippines who's a professor in the Bible college there. And he'll want specific materials for the courses that he's going to be teaching. And so I will collect as much as I can for him and then send it to him. Because they just don't have any way to get these materials. And even if they could, they can't afford them.
So you're basically the librarian on this. And you're customizing whatever they need. They can request materials. You can suggest things and carry it from there. So that it's incredible how you're able to work with them to identify
what their needs are,
right, and what would be helpful to promote the study going forward in the future.
Yeah, exactly. That's we're trying to really minister, not just, you know, here's some stuff, see if you can use it. So we build relationships with them. I send them occasionally. I'll send them devotionals. You know, it's just through the email, just to keep in touch and to keep them, you know, stimulated in the faith. And, of course, most of these guys are not real well trained. And so anything I can do by way of instructing them seems to be helpful to them.
So you basically guide them through this. And the study guides would allow them to disseminate this information, even though they're not really familiar with a lot of it. They're able to work through it and pass this on to the members of the church.
Yes. And even to other pastors in the community, and they go on, you know, different preaching circuits here and there, and I'll get letters back saying that, you know, they use the material to prepare for their preaching, even outside their local church.
It's an incredible ministry, we thank you for doing that. That you're able
and
to.
And this is all a labor of love for you. I mean, you don't get any compensation for it at all, right?
No, there's no compensation.
That's wonderful.
We try to collect money so we can do it.
Right, right.
Right. This is at personal expense on your end.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. We're going to take another break, and we'll be back to continue the conversation in a minute.
Hello, this is Paul Fisher, headmaster of Coventry Christian School in Pottstown. I am so pleased that WFYL is a growing part of our community, serving as a voice of reason and a defender of and proponent for all that has made and will make America a great nation. There simply are not enough competing voices and ideas in the media, and we are proud to partner with WFYL in working for your liberty and things that truly matter. Advertising on WFYL has served us well and opened doors of opportunity for expanding our mission in classical Christian education, and the good people at the station have been so kind to help us network as well. I hope you will faithfully tune in to WFYL, share this station with others, and consider how a partnership with your organization or business could strengthen our community and build a stronger America.
Stand in the Gap Weekend with Sam Rohr and Gary Dull of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. You're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180wfyl.com.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.
Welcome back to Raise the Standard. Pastor, you were you and I were talking at the break, and you actually do get some correspondence and some feedback from these people that you're disseminating the materials to, do you not?
Yeah, when I send a package, I actually ask them to let me know when they receive it, because I need to know that they get it. But I usually get correspondence with that in terms of feedback, and I have to say these guys are absolutely thrilled when they get these packages. It's like a Christmas time for them. They just can't believe that somebody in another part of the world would be taking interest in what they're doing and trying to help them. And so I get letters telling me that they got the material, how they're using it, how it's blessed them, and that kind of thing. In fact, I have a sample here of one I just got recently from a pastor in Kenya who wrote me one brief paragraph here that I'll read, if that's all right.
Sure, that's great.
And you have to put up with the language a little bit, because he's not real proficient in English, but he does a pretty good job. He writes, "Dear Reverend Richard, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you so much for the Christian materials we are receiving from you. We are getting a lot of revelation. Right now we are studying the book of Romans, and I am shocked to discover that we have been embracing a false faith, believing that we are saved by our faith in faith. Rather than trusting God for His grace and finished work, I am so excited to have this revelation. Now I am beginning to understand what saving faith is all about and why. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Oh, Reverend Richard, God's grace is so amazing. I assure you that I'm going to preach the gospel in a new way, basing on Christ and His finished work, which is by His grace alone. Please keep praying for us to get more insight from the materials and from God as we study His Word in the wonderful book of Romans. Thank you, and God bless you. Yours in His service." And then he gives his name. So there's an example of how God is using the materials to change a pastor's thinking about the gospel, something that basic, and then it's going to change his preaching ministry, which will change the lives of his congregation.
That's going to be so satisfying to you to know that here you are as a single couple, the two of you, are sending out materials around the world, and it's having a profound effect on thousands and thousands of people. That's, you know, it's like, what can someone do? What can one person do? Can someone, one individual, make a difference? And I think that this proves that one person can make a difference, and you're making that difference. What about on the local level? What do we have going on there?
Well, I just wanted to interject that it's funny how God works, but not surprisingly, that He keeps us constantly working for Him and in ministry. The Lord keeps opening up doors for us. We, after many years in ministry, over 35 years, we suffered burnout of the ministry and decided to make a change. And, of course, our kids live here in Pennsylvania and kept sending us information about different things that were for sale, so we thought we would check it out. One of the realtors showed us this condominium with a storefront underneath, and we really didn't think much of it, but as time went on and we prayed about it and we thought about it, we both came to the same conclusion. My husband called me in one time and said, you know, I've been thinking about that condo with the storefront. God's talking to me about possibly opening up a bookstore there. That would make a perfect place for a bookstore. And I said, you know, I've been thinking that too. So God changed our minds about just, you know, going and laying back and relaxing and taking walks every day to getting back to work. We did take a year off from, you know, severe ministry and the hectic pace, and worked on the bookstore and opening it up. And in that time, God also provided a few phone calls where people were selling their libraries from deceased pastors, or their husbands had passed away and had a large collection of theological books. So God provided in that way as well, without us even being able to put out any kind of feedback to people that we needed books. So God just opened that to us. So we moved into development that had condominiums with storefronts in it, and decided to open up the Eagle's Nest Christian Bookstore. And
Where is that located, Doris?
It's located in Exton, Pennsylvania. The address is 574 Wharton Boulevard in Exton, PA. And
that's in Eagleview, right?
If anyone knows of the Eagleview community off Route 100, that's where we're located. And it's a nice little town center and a very pretty place to come and take a walk or have your kids come and ride bikes as well. But it's amazing how God keeps us in ministry and keeps us ministering to people. We have had opportunities to pray with people as they come in the bookstore. We have had opportunities to direct them to devotional materials that will help them in their Christian life, also for group studies. We've had opportunity to counsel with them. People open up and tell us about some of the problems and trials they're having in their life. And we've been able to sit down in our little lounge area, have a cup of coffee with them. And my husband's very good at counseling. And we've been able to help them through some of these difficulties as well.
So this is more than just a bookstore. It's a separate ministry all unto itself. And also, as I mentioned previously, I have the study guide on the Sermon on the Mount. All of these study guides are available in the store. So it's not just books per se. It's a whole myriad of information that's available at all levels.
Yes, we have, if I can say this on the radio here, we don't carry Christian fluff. We have solid Christian material. And we have a new book section. And we also have a large, very large used book section, and to make it more convenient, we have everything discounted in the store. Again, we're not trying to make money so much as we are trying to maintain the ministry, and get funds to keep sending all this material overseas. Another thing I might just mention, because this happened recently, I sold a book through my online ministry, and the person who bought it was a prison inmate in Texas somewhere. And we started a correspondence, and now he's interested in the materials so that he can lead Bible studies in prison there. But here in the store, we carry all of the things that we are sending overseas, and the new and used books, and a selection of Bibles. But it's primarily books. It's not a lot of trinkets and gifts and that kind of thing. Not that that's bad. That's just not our ministry.
Can people donate books to the Eagle's Nest if they choose?
Sure.
If they have extra, that they have no use for at the time?
Sure. We take donations. We're kind of selective, but we take donations, and we will either resell them so that we can get the proceeds for these packages, or we will actually send the books overseas so that the pastors can take advantage of them.
That's really great. So in addition to ministering to all of the folks overseas, you're also ministering to individuals here in the United States. If people wanted to contact you, how would they reach out to you?
Well, we would love to have people come by our store and meet us and have a cup of tea or coffee with us. We'd love to talk to you. Again, our address is 574 Wharton Boulevard in Exton, PA, in the Eagle View community. And our phone number is area code 610-458-7521. And if you cannot come to visit us in the area, you can also go online and see what we have available. At the website address is licministries.com. And my husband's sermons are also available on sermonaudio.com/licm. And there's a variety of different topics and subjects that are covered there that have ministered to people all over the world. And you can have access to listening to that as well.
Wonderful. We thank you so very much. Is there anything else, Pastor, that you wanted to close with?
Well, I just want to thank you for having us.
It's been a pleasure.
This is kind of new to us, but it's a wonderful privilege to be part of your show, be able to share about the Lord and the ministry he's given to us. And we just pray that God will continue blessing you in your radio outreach.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And we thank you for the ministry that you're providing to all of us locally, to the folks internationally.
And you happen to be members of our church where we go. It's Windsor Baptist in Eagle, and it's been a pleasure meeting with you there.
Right, and you're a blessing to us, and we thank you so very, very much. And we hope that our audience will take us up on the opportunity to visit with you or to pull your website, give you a call. Any questions at all, they can contact us also at Brandywine Flags in the Exton area in the Marchwood Shopping Center. So we thank you again, and we'll see you next week. This is Michael Rapp from Brandywine Flags, located in the Marchwood Shopping Center at 63 Marchwood Road, Exton, PA. We have all types of flags: military, college, state, POW flags, international. We have U.S. flags, flag poles, in-ground poles, commercial, residential. All of our U.S. flags are made here in the United States. Phone number is 484-879-4910. 484-879-4910. We invite you to come and visit us. We'll see you soon.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.